I am not anti-Catholic. Rather, I am someone who has been very disappointed and depressed, having been full of optimism at the time, 50 years ago, of Vatican II, when there seemed to be the opportunity for enormous revision and enormous renewal in the Catholic Church. And these three latest popes have done everything, it seems to me, to undo that, and also have got the fundamental teachings about sex and reproduction flawed and extremely wrong, with catastrophic consequences. Three really good servants of God, Montini, Wojtyla, Ratzinger, are thought of as God-fearing men. Enthroned on the chair of St. Peter's, they've spoken again and again. They tell us we should not be wanking, that doing so is serious sin, that using a condom is wicked, and the pill should go straight in the bin. And if this means millions will die then from HIV, AIDS, that's just tough. A punishment for all that lewdness and not zipping up quick enough. They're certain all same-sex relations are aberrant, twisted and sick, and no one should ever condone them, let alone help such partnerships stick. For surely such bonking and shagging real marriages will undermine if some have their sex just for pleasure, and not to have babes down the line? No, every sex act should be fruitful, or open to letting it be, and sex that is done just for loving or fun is shameful. That they plainly see. Abortion? Well, that is the vilest. Just murder by another name. To destroy those new cells in a woman is always a terrible crime. So even if she might be dying, or even if she's suffered rape, no woman should ever, not ever, evade what's her God-given fate. No matter the unborn knows nothing, no matter it does not know pain, no matter the person who suffers, is she who now bears it again. Her fate is to bear and to suffer, or, if it need be, it's to die, or carry the child of some sick rapist's hate and take it with patience, or try. So, debar her from choice in this matter, and those who might give it should be cast out from the church as vile sinners, rejected, as wicked as she. Perhaps this may seem not quite human, perhaps just a teeny bit sick. But as far as these three are all thinking, they're sure what they say does the trick. For they are quite certain they're chosen and guided by words straight from God. Infallible truth they have spoken. So gratefully take it, you sod. Montini, Wojtyla, Ratzinger are sure they have got Jesus' thanks for keeping his church on the right path, foul heresy purged from its ranks.